I'd like to welcome y'all this morning to our meeting. Before we get started with our meeting, I'd like to ask Parish Barb if he would open with a word of prayer and lead us in our pledge of the flag.
Thank y'all very much. Lord, I'm so very thankful that we can be here today to do the business of Jefferson County and surrounding areas and serve the citizens of this wonderful county and complete the service that you have us complete for you. Lord, strengthen us as we go through the day, look at the issues, strengthen each commissioner as they look at the issues and have to make a decision on what's best for our citizens. Lord, open their hearts and their minds, our citizens' hearts and minds, to see your message and to follow your guiding light. Lord, the families that are out there that are struggling, having issues, personal issues, just being too hard to bear, Lord, just strengthen them, if you will. Bless and protect our servicemen, our law enforcement. Lord, it's just such a time these days that I just need your hand strongly to enter into and let us see even more evidence of you, Lord. Just allow us to be used in your service.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. Looks like we're going to be running with a slim crew this morning. Two commissioners that weren't able to be here today.
Mr. Chairman, it was Commissioner Barfield has requested to call in, so she may be on the phone. Commissioner Boyd.
I'm here. And it's a little bit muddied. If you can, Mr. Chair, speak into the microphone a little better.
Commissioner Boyd was called out of town on business that he was, you know, not able to make it this morning, and he apologized for that. He hates that, but we have a quorum today, so we can move forward.
All right. Well, that's exactly what we'll do. Okay, first item on our agenda today is public announcements, presentations, and awards. We do have something from the Department of Transportation.
Good morning. I'm Elisa Brenninger, and I'm from DOT. Ray Kirkland cannot be here, so I'm filling in for him today. I'm going to go over the FTP and CIS policy updates and let you know how you can be involved. You have an overview in your packet, so if you follow along, that'd be great. What is the Florida Transportation Plan? The FTP is Florida's long-range transportation plan. It serves as a transportation plan for all of Florida, not just DOT. Provides policy guidance for all transportation partners, and it establishes the policy framework for allocations for state and federal transportation dollars, which flows through our department's work program. What is the strategic intermodal system? It's the state's largest and most strategic transportation facilities, such as rail, air, water, and highway facilities. The CIS plan sets policies to guide decisions about facilities. The plan includes designation criteria, needs assessments, prioritization process, and finance strategy. In this planning cycle, the FTP and CIS plan will be updated in parallel with adoption by the end of 2015. How can you be involved? DOT is doing partner briefings. This presentation is an example of a briefing. The visioning summit and regional forums have already been completed. The regional policy workshops will be held in the summer. The statewide policy summit will be in August. The draft plan for public comment will be in the fall, and the final plan should be adopted by the end of 2015. For more information, you can visit the project website. That is the floridatransportationplan.com. This is where you can register for events. You will have a comment tab on the far right on this website, and that's where we suggest that you go and put all your comments, and we'd like to hear from every one of y'all. And Melanie Weaver Carr is the state's contact person for the FTP and CIS, and her information is provided. Tori Wilson is our District 3 contact, and her information is within the little brochure that I handed out before the meeting. That is all I have.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. On this here, thank you so much for your presentation.
Thank you for allowing us to be
here. Yes, ma'am. On this one here, on the provides policy guidance for all transportation departments, and I know you all multi-billion-dollar agency, and you know, have the whole entire state and all 67 counties. With us, in terms of the needs assessment, prioritization process, and finance strategies, do we have to contact, like, over CHIP, our district office first before contacting your office?
Yeah, we are the District 3 office, and we report to the central office. So, yes, we would like for any comments to come to our district. Everybody, all the districts in the state of Florida are going out right now for DOT and doing these presentations, and we ask that we get your comments. I think there's a comment form in your packet as well. If you want to fill that out and give it to me before I leave, you can do that, or you can go to the website and put your comments in, or you can contact Tori Wilson, and her information is on that brochure with any comments or questions.
And then secondly, my other question there is that you have any good news, like you're coming to trust, you all have a greater allocation from the USDOT and maybe the state of Florida, or more money that you can trickle down to Jefferson County?
We're doing our best.
I'll have to admit, in regards to that, y'all do work real well with us, and we appreciate these programs that help us get some of these secondary roads fixed up and resurfaced, and we appreciate all those programs.
Well, thank you. We do what we can. We try to help everybody.
Okay.
Alicia, would you spell your last name for us?
It's Brininger. It's B-R-I-N-I-N-G-E-R.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Do we have anything else under public announcements, presentations, and awards? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Normally, when we come to the County Commission representing EDC, we're asking for your help in promoting our community. But today I come bearing a gift for commissioners. I attended the North Florida Economic Development Academy in Putnam County for 4 days in March, and I thought it was a wonderful presentation and learned a great deal. And I summarized those 4 days into 5 pages for you. And I prepared a summary for each of the commissioners, and I'd like to give that to Nick to get to the board.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Bird.
Good morning.
All right. If there's nothing else, we'll go on to our next item, our consent agenda. It's approval of our agenda today and approval of our minutes of our April 21st meeting. Are there any questions, anything that needs to be brought up on this?
We got an email about the Watermill Road contract. Do we need to add that in here?
It's on the agenda.
I mean, it's the first Scott did on recommendation of Watermill.
Okay, I didn't realize it was okay.
Kirk had placed it on the agenda, and the email. Typically, the email is.
Because I know we just got the email on yesterday, so.
Right. They had the bid opening, I believe it was yesterday. I think Daryl. It was yesterday, and there wasn't enough time to get it. The bid opening information on the agenda packet, so he let you know ahead of time that the packet was
good enough.
Coming.
Okay. All right. Any more questions?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to pull that light sidewalk contractor services. I talked with the Florida Department of Transportation, and they said we had to bid those services out. We were hoping that we would go to a state contract type bid, and they said because of that one section in Lloyd on the Lloyd Woman's Club to Merritt Road, that's federal money coming down, so therefore we have to bid that out formally. So let's go ahead and pull item 5D.
Okay.
Commissioner Barfield, I hope you could hear me. Now, 5D has two sections to it. There is the right-of-way or the sidewalk contractor services, that's Jefferson County, the private part that we were going to ask to, I'm going into the discussion of it, ask to use the bid that was done previously. That wouldn't have anything to do with the state part. Are they telling you that we cannot use that state contract for the private part?
Fred, in his email, to bid both of those out. Go ahead and keep that in there for right now, and I'll go back and refer to the email. Let me read over his email. Again, I forwarded that to you, Mr. Barway, but let me read it, and if that's... If you can bid it out for the 20 months, then we can't. But let me look at that email. Just keep it on there for right now.
Yes, and the second part's another right-of-way project on 59 that's separate from the part that's on that isn't 59, on Old Lloyd Road.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll keep it on there for right now, and we'll review it again when we get there.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. No more comments on this. I need a motion to approve the consent agenda. Have a motion to have a second.
Second.
Any more comment? Not all in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Unopposed. Okay. All right, next on our agenda is our citizens' request and input on non-agenda items. If anybody has anything that's not on our agenda today that they'd like to speak on, now is the time.
Good morning.
Hey, Mary.
Morning.
My name is Mary Ellis Howard. I'm a resident of Jefferson County, 1427 Osceola Highway. But we're here today in the behalf of our church, Elizabeth AME Church, 2728 Thompson Valley Road. We are trying to get it's a commercial building on our church ground in Thompson Valley. And we're having a hard time, and we're asking you all to help us with this project. They said the state, the church's been there over 100 years, and it never was flooded on this area. So they said the state required 3 feet, but the county commissioned additional 2 feet, which is going to cost us more money, and we're a small church, and this building is just for a meeting room, like one or two times a month. And so with that additional 2 feet, it's going to be very hard for the guys to put it in on the mound if they want the church to be 5 feet high off the ground. And like I said, the church's been there over 100 years. It never was a flood, never was water on this area. So we want to know if you all could help us with this.
Is there anything we can do about that as a board? 5 feet does seem to be kind of excessive to me.
I have to look and see, because if it's being raised because of flood elevation, that's a FEMA requirement, and I warn you, be careful anytime you start going below a FEMA variation, because that gets to the point where they can come in and dismiss all of your HUD or your flood insurance programs. That part, I'm not aware of this issue, so I mean we can look into it and see what we can do. I can give you a report back.
Okay.
And you know, obviously we'll do whatever we can possibly do.
Okay. Commissioner.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the members of the church, they had contacted me previously about this, and I'm glad that you have, you know, directed staff to go ahead and the county coordinator go ahead and look into it further. And I know we want to be in compliance with the federal FEMA requirements for flood zone and compatibility. But during the time when I was on the planning commission and as you all can see, as she mentioned, Ms. Howard mentioned, that there are the different federal requirements, but then the county, we have added an additional 2 feet. And we just want to know, and I want to make sure that that's not putting a particular hardship upon, you know, the church there. And if there's any way that we can get a special exception or variance to those requirements there, on behalf of them, so it wouldn't be so expensive, then, you know, I'm definitely would have my vote in favor of that.
Okay. So the FEMA requirements are 3 feet, right?
Okay.
And when did the county add the 2 feet?
Like I say, I'm not aware of this. I would have to get in with the planning department to see what bill, what regulation is, and I know if it's Bill that you've been working, have you been working with Bill Tillerson?
Yes, sir. I am the secretary of the church, and I've been working for the last 3-4 months on this.
Well, with Bill, if it's with Bill, you know, Bill tries to do everything he can. That's the first thought I have, but I'll look and see if there's any possibility what the board, if there's a way the board can give the variance, then I'll let you know that without any question.
That'd be fine with me, because if we can get a variance, I'd be in favor of it as well, because we need, you know, I've always been cautious on these floodplain maps and all that come before us, and they put a lot of unnecessary restrictions on people every now and then. And if we can help a church, we need more, all the churches we can get.
Thank you.
You know? But if you look into that parish, and if there's a way we can grant the variance, if you could get it to us where we can do something on that.
I will make that happen, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, if I can ask also, Parrish, do you have her contact number in the meantime?
I'll try to get her.
So that you keep her abreast as well, because she's been working, you know, diligently on this project.
Yes.
If she can, you know, you can get her out, Ms. Howard.
And can I ask, what is the time frame on this? Because what it is, the guy want to bring the commercial building in, but after we got this at the last moment, like I said, I've been working on this for 4 months. The only thing he's waiting on, but he didn't want to, he can't put it on that 5 feet, but that was the requirement. So we would just like to want to know pretty much what the time frame would be so we could let him know on the pulling.
There's any idea?
Not until I get a chance to look at it.
Could you get in touch with Mary Allison?
Absolutely.
See you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'll give you my information.
Please.
Before I leave.
Please.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Do we have anything else on the citizens' request or input? All right. If not, we'll move on to general business. First item on our agenda today is our Scott bid recommendation for Watermill Road. Kurt Reams and Daryl Gray. Daryl?
Morning, everyone. How y'all doing?
Morning. Doing good.
As you know, we had a bid open yesterday for Watermill Road. Had three bidders, and the lowest qualified bidder was PV and Son Construction in the amount of $483,919. And we're recommending on to award them the bid.
How long is this section of road?
It's 1.13 miles, and there's a lot of reconstruction in there, a little bit of raising the road, a couple of cross drains, having to reset.
Wow, that's kind of high for a mile. Of course, I'm not the expert in it. If you had other bids on it, I guess they know what they're doing.
Daryl, what was that total again? The total was $483,919.
Thank you.
Wow. And you said that went to who? PV and Son? Yep. PV and Son Construction Company?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that was the lowest bidder?
Yes, sir. That was the lowest bidder.
All right.
Any questions? I don't have any questions. I'd like to make a motion to approve it and get it into work.
Have a motion to approve the low bid on Watermill Road. Is there a second?
Second.
Any more discussion?
Yes, sir. Was there something, an issue out there about the bridge out there as well?
No, I don't think we have any issues with the bridge at all.
Okay, on that section.
I think we end right before that section there.
Okay, all right.
All right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? No. All righty. Next item we have is our ship program match request from the city of Monticello. This is Mr. Wingate.
Mr. Wingate is here.
Yeah, over there.
Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
The city of Monticello has been working for several years on trying to get a CDBG housing rehabilitation grant, and it looks like this year we're finally going to, looks like it might happen for us. And there's a way that the county could assist us with some monies, and which would benefit our application and our program. I met with Mr. Barwick and Denny Dingman from Summit Professional Services a couple months ago, and we looked over some things, and if Mr. Barwick could kind of help me out here with if the county could assist us.
The situation we have Our SHIP program is a housing initiative. We, the Jefferson County, have a CDBG program that's the $700,000 grant that's in process right now. That grant, by definition, is for the non-incorporated properties of Jefferson County. It can't go into the city. The city is applying for their own CDBG program, which they're eligible to do, and they feel they have the close to the scores to be approved to get those fundings. We pledged up to $125,000 match from the SHIP program into the CDBG program. They're sort of the same category of work, which left us with additional money that was going to be used as match, and the city is needing match, and they're looking for $25,000 per year for 2 years out of our SHIP program, and it's completely up to the benevolence of the Board of County Commissioners whether you will allow it to be used as a match. The thing I would say in positive to move it to the city, our CDBG program won't help but maybe up to 15 homes or so, if we could say that, but they're all in the unincorporated areas. That's our second grant of that nature over the past 5 years, 4 or 5 years. The city has not had one, and typically they may not get scored high enough if you don't have that match money. The SHIP program can be used countywide. It can be used in the city as well as unincorporated. So it'd be the same as us pledging that money towards the county. And those residents are city residents, and the SHIP funding comes from, Commissioner Hall stated several meetings ago, but it comes from the dock stamps. When property is purchased or sold, you always have several different closing costs, and one of them is the document stamps, and a portion of that gets taken by the state and then sent back to local counties that have the SHIP program. So if you ask me my recommendation, I would ask you to approve it and fund the city, because it will allow them to do their own housing initiative. We've had tens, dozens of calls that people that are in the city that we can't help. We legally cannot help them. So this would be an opportunity for that to happen.
This wouldn't take away from anybody applying from out in the county, would it?
No, sir. Our SHIP program, which the group that's doing it now is doing a much better job of getting it caught up, but typically they've been a year behind spending the money. You had 3 years to spend the money, so it would take them a couple of years to get all the projects, because when you go bidding them out and inspecting them and taking the time, it takes quite a bit of time to get some work done. And like I say, we had already set apart $125,000 and only used 75 of it on our match. So this year's funding has an additional $50,000 in it that was not planned to be utilized, and the city is asking for half of that. And now we would use it if the board wanted to look up and say, absolutely not, we're not doing anything for the city. We would use that funding in the SHIP program. It would just take us, a little more time, a few more months to get it done. But I guess in defense of that, and I'm sorry on both sides of the fence, this is the city of Monticello, which is Jefferson County.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. Any comments from the board?
Mr. Chairman, I'm ready to make a motion in favor of it.
Second. Okay. We have a motion and a second to go ahead and approve the matching request from the city. Any more discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I've been getting some phone calls about some folks, wanting to have this done, because as the coordinator mentioned, that we have residents in the city, and they certainly still are part of the county in a sense, of course, in a great sense, but they have, of course, their own municipality and that boundary, but we could not rehabilitate houses within those limits. And now it's an opportunity for us and for the scoring there, with the city of Monticello to be able to get this grant. And I think it's a win-win situation, and for more homes to be rehabilitated.
Okay. I don't really understand how their scoring system works. and you know why this might be necessary on that, but it's fine with me on that. I don't.
It's what it is when they get local governments to put their own money into the program, then they feel the state or the federal money is going that much further.
Okay.
So they reward you for match money much better than any other part of it, actually. I think you get a bonus of 25 or 50 points, and you may get a bonus up to the number of thousands of dollars you spend. I've had one do that before as well, so.
Okay. Commissioner Walker?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay. Motion and a second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All in favor.
Thank y'all very much. We appreciate it.
You have a unanimous vote.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty. Next item we have is our fire department volunteer stipend SOP. Chief, how are you this morning?
Doing okay. How are you guys?
Good.
What you have before you today is a SOP, or standard operating procedure, for a volunteer firefighter stipend program. I don't know if you guys remember or not, but back during the budgeting process, I set aside some funding for this and told you guys that once we got a process in place, we'd be bringing it back to you, and this is what we're doing today. Basically, this is to help reimburse volunteers for their out-of-pocket expenses. I mean, they give us a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy in helping the county and helping us, and this is a way of offsetting the cost that they have out-of-pocket throughout the year in doing their volunteering for the county and also for the city. And I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look over this. You want me to go through it by line or have any questions on it?
Mark, if you hit the main points of it, and we did just get this morning. And,
okay.
And so if you could go over the main parts of it. My question I have on this, can they still be considered volunteers if they get money?
Yes, because we're not paying them for the services they provide. It's basically a reimbursement for their out-of-pocket expenses. I mean, they expend their own monies and fuel and doing these things, and this is to help offset those costs. Anytime they travel to go to a call or go to the station for meetings and whatnot, it's money out of their pocket. And it's wear and tear on them and their family, and this is just a way of just helping out a little bit and giving back to them a little bit. But this is a very common way of doing this, and it does not violate any rules or statutes or standards as for them actually becoming an employee or being considered being paid.
Okay. One other question before you get started on this. How many volunteers do we have?
Right now, I've got 17. I've got maybe five. Once they get their physicals done, they'll be back on the roster. When this was figured out, we're using 25 volunteers is what I budgeted for. And I don't quite have that many. Even if those five were to come back on board, which I expect them to do in the next couple weeks, we had some that were dragging their feet a little bit of getting their physicals done, so we had to pull them back a little bit, but they'll be getting that done.
Okay, if you could go through this briefly so everybody just kind of know what the volunteers have to go through to get this, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, what we've done is we've broken this down into two different stipend periods of 6 months each. One's October 1st through March 31st, another one is April 1st through September 30th, and each one, if they perform and do the things they're supposed to do, is equal to $300. And there is some stuff they've got to meet and qualifications they've got to have during that six-month period. They've got to at least participate in four of the six countywide training day every Saturday. One Saturday a month, we do a countywide training, and they've got to come to at least four of those six during that period. They also are supposed to do training at their own station monthly. They've got to go to four of those out of six. We also have that if they do some online training, because there are classes that are available online or CEUs available online, they can substitute. Because sometimes you have through their personal life, work, whatever, they can't make all this. Some of them have to work Saturdays, so it's hard for them to come in. So we did give them an option where they could at their own pace if they wanted to, but they have to show evidence of that, that they've done that. And if there's any certificates that are offered, they've got to submit those to me in order to qualify. And also, in order for them to remain eligible, they got to do their annual physical and drug screening. They got to go through a hazardous awareness refresher class. They got to go through an emergency medical responder refresher. They also have to do an emergency vehicle operation refresher. We just did that last month. And they also have to maintain their CPR certification. So there are things that they have to do throughout the year to remain qualified for this program. There's also a one-time education stipend. If they attain a certification in something, we'll reimburse them $50 for that. That's the one time for that. They can't take the same class next year and get the same stipend for the same class. And there's also a recruitment stipend. If they take and have a bring somebody on board, somebody who wants to be a volunteer, and they mentor them and they go through the whole process, the person becomes certified, we will give the person who brought them in $100. But that's also to reimburse them, because when you bring somebody in and you're mentoring them, you spend an awful lot of time with them, counseling them, helping them, talking to them, and that takes a lot of time away from your day. And so we want to take and kind of you know, reward them for that. And that's basically it.
And this money was already included in your budget.
It is in this year's budget. I already had it in there, but I'm not going to. This program wouldn't start now because we've taken too long to get it going. If you guys approved it, it wouldn't start until the next budget year.
Okay.
But I do have the funding for it.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
I have a question, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
On the volunteer fire, they get a retired part of the program. Does this affect that negatively at all, Chief?
No, ma'am. This is not considered reimbursement for work performed. They're not getting paid for work performed. It's reimbursement for out-of-pocket expenses.
Okay.
What you consider like a per diem.
Okay. What is the total amount you have budgeted for this program annually?
I have $20,000 budgeted, but as it stands now, I probably, if it was in place right now this year, I would have expended maybe $15,000. But I'm putting aside $20,000 just for just be on the safe side.
Okay. Any more questions, Commissioner?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm in favor of making a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. If there is any more discussion, not all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we are back to the Lloyd Sidewalk Contractor Services and FDOT right-of-way agreement. Anything else need to hear on this?
I'm not sure if Commissioner Barfield wants to speak on her part, but the way my understanding is we have realistically four sections of sidewalk in the old Lloyd area. The county is taking that on. And our purchasing policies, we have the ability to utilize existing contracts if they are, you know, appropriate, if they're new enough, things of that nature. The contractor that's doing the work on Highway 19 for the state of Florida has given us a proposal under his contract with the state of Florida, and it was a very favorable contract. Tell you the truth, it was less than I was really, really expecting. And the question to the board is, with their timing being here, would the board be willing to entertain the idea of piggybacking off of the state contract for the Highway 19 sidewalk expansion to extend that to be placed in Lloyd on those roadways as well? They gave me a quote, which it gets kind of difficult to talk about this, but it's public, so I need to put it out there. They basically gave me a quote of 3,000 linear feet of 5-foot sidewalks to DOT specifications with 4 inches, a full 4 inches of thickness on the sidewalk and 6 inches on all driveways. and that's an important part with the driveways to keep it from cracking. And the cost on 3,000 linear feet was $50,000.
Okay. Commissioner Barfield, what was the problem on the bid process with DOT? She's not coming in, but I can't understand.
Commissioner Barfield, can you hear us? The portion that Commissioner Barfield had in question, that is the state, is the same thing as Highway 19, and that program would not allow or has to be bid out because it's federal money. The project on 19, although it's overseen and run by the state DOT, they have different pots of money, if you allow, because you got federal money that does safety, and the one out here was done through the CRTPA, if I'm not mistaken, and that was a safety button project type issue, where this other is a planned issue, and they require that it gets bid out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Commissioner, did you hear my question a while ago?
I did. No, sorry about the terrible cell service. It had the section of money coming down from the feds that has to be bidded out without piggybacking on another contract. It has to be bid out, and it has to be a separate contract from the other three sections.
Okay, so it sounds to me like the only part that needs to be bid out is the part that's involved with federal money. The county money that was approved doesn't have to be bid out, does it?
Correct.
I'm sorry, the splitting hairs, so let me just make sure I say this correctly. It does have to be bid out unless we accept and do the acceptance of that other contract, which that contract was bid out and gives us a favorable price.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what do we need to do up here?
From the standpoint on the federal part, nothing. From the standpoint on the money that the board approved at the last board meeting, the up to the $100,000 expenditure, take a vote on whether you will approve or accept the county making sure it's legal through Mr. Byrd to piggyback on the state contract that is in force at this time.
You think that's a very good price?
And in my mind, yes, for the work you're going to get done, for the company that's doing it, it's what they do. I mean, that's what they do all the time. We know what quality they have out there. The state has approved it, and I figured it up, and it's a little more than $16 per foot on a sidewalk. And I know one difference, and it's going to sound like I'm trying to speak for them, and I don't mean it this way, but the DOT specs is a full 4 inches of concrete, so we need to make sure no matter what we do, we specify that, because in my history, most individuals that form up concrete, they'll take a 1x4 or a 2x4 or something of that nature, and you don't get 4 inches of concrete, you end up getting roughly a little over 3.5 inches of concrete. That's a difference in some of these sidewalks when they start cracking. Now, all concrete will crack. Doesn't matter. You can put the lines in them. That's a possibility. But these specifications, you get the full numbers and that part, and you know the contractor that's there. Now, there's no question. I mean, we have folks in this community that could probably do the work. Now, whether they can do it to the standards of that company, that's debatable. All I can tell you is I know that's what they do all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Miller.
Yes, good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
I applaud you all for working to make a difference in our community, whether it's sidewalk, bicycle paths, or roads, or whatever it may be. Just want to give you maybe a couple of things to think about here. In this county, you have a lot of people that live here that's qualified to do sidewalks, to do a lot of the projects that this county does. And if the citizens are not given the opportunity to submit a bid on some of these projects, they will never get a chance to do it. They'll constantly be in Quincy and Perry and other counties seeking work. And when there's work right here in their own county, but if they don't have a fair chance of bidding on it, then then I mean, you know, who are we working for? I mean, who are you working for? I mean, I think you ought to really take a serious look at bidding these projects out. I think it's fair to bid them out. I think the coordinator or what he just said to you is right on the money. But I still think they ought to be bidded out. I think if you don't get any bids, you don't get them. But I think it is just important to make sure that you don't forget your own. And just rolling a contract over to another contractor, I would love to get those. I mean, you know, you're talking about sweetness in gingerbread. That's sweetness in gingerbread when you get a contract rolled over to you. But when you got another contractor bidding against another contractor, it make it competitive. And when it's competitive, it could get lower than what it is. And when your specification, your scope of work is in writing on what you want, I mean, that whoever bidding on it gonna have to follow those guidelines. And it's just that simple. No matter who doing it, if it's 4 inches, 4 inches. If it's 6 inches, it's 6 inches. And anybody giving you think anything less, I mean, there's repercussions and consequences behind that. So I'm just asking you, please take a look at the citizens of Jefferson County and give them an opportunity to bid on these jobs.
Okay. Thank you. And if I can, in response, I'm not disagreeing with anything Mr. Miller's saying. He's on target as well. The situation is, frankly, we bid pretty much every project we have. I can't recall the last time that I came up here and presented like this. There are situations at times when it calls for, you know, different issues now, and I'm not telling you to piggyback on that contract. I will tell you, I think it's probably the best step for this project. That happens to be this one. I haven't done it often at all, but like I say, this is one of those situations that's going to be what you feel has to be done.
Okay.
I just know we could get it done within the budget that's there, where money is out there. And there's no question it benefits that contractor. I mean, he's in town already. All his overhead's already paid. This is a, you know, a gift thrown out there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Troy Avery, 580 West Washington Street. There are a couple things I think I agree with Mr. C.P. Miller on, and he didn't think I'd ever agree with anything we'd said, but it's true. The sidewalks, I can understand if we had a contractor that had qualified to provide sidewalks for the county. You roll this over to them automatically like we did some of the paving. But we had contractors that bid out to do unassigned, unbid projects for the county. And I think this sets a pretty dangerous precedent when we take money, county money, and just decide we're going to give it to a particular contractor without looking at bids. And it may be this contractor comes back with the greatest, lowest bid and does the greatest quality work, but I still think it should look at bidding it out. And the other thing is, it does cut our county people out when you don't bid projects out. And the county contractors or the people that are capable of doing work like this should have a chance to bid on it. They should also be competitive if they want to get it. I know we have a small county incentive percentage that they can be above the statewide bid or non-county resident bid, but I think the county residents deserve a chance to at least bid on county projects when they become available.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Commissioner Barfield? There. I can hear you. On what? Any discussion on the board?
Yes. I see where we can't receive any more comments. It seems thus far from Mr. Commissioner Barfield, and all due respect, and we'd like to hear a comment, but I agree with Mr. Miller and Mr. Avery. Whatever we need to do to remedy the process, not just for this sidewalk process, but any type of bid action that we have to take when we have to open bids, we want to make sure that it's competitive bids.
Commissioner, I don't mean we do.
Okay.
Because, I mean, everything, like I said, I'm not disagreeing with Mr. Miller, but I can go back and pull up every contract we've done for the three almost years I've been here. We bid everything out. We do it appropriately. Please don't just jump on this subject because we're looking at a possibility. The simple reason it's been brought to you was the estimates that were given were the high end of it was $25,000 and the low end of it was a little over $15,000. $25 per foot was the high end. The low end was $15 per foot, and you got a bid that's just over $16 a foot. It won't affect me one way or the other if you direct us to bid it out or if you allow us to use that contract, because we're going to have somebody else doing the work. I'll tell you up front, the only pleasure I have out of it is you hadn't looked at me and had the road department go do it, because that's typically what happens on things of this nature, so I'm happy about that. So whatever you do will be fine. I know what we'll get with the contractor that's out there. If we bid it out, then we'll figure out what we'll get.
Okay. Commissioner Walker.
I kind of think we'll just bid it out and be done with it as well.
That's the way I look at it. There's part of it that's going to have to be bid out anyhow. And the companies can bid on all of them at the same time, and it might be the,
sure if we can do them both together. I apologize, but what you're saying
it would
exactly
be separate.
Correct.
It would be separate bids, but they would be bidding on an entire project, and it might work to somebody's benefit there as far as the company goes. So I don't have a problem with bidding them out either. So which we need a motion.
If you're not going to approve going on the contract, just go on and do the other part that's out there.
Yeah.
And the only last comment I'll make, when a bid's out, just be ready for the price.
Okay. We'll tell the guys that gave us that price to bid on it again.
They won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They live in another town, so.
Right. Okay.
Well, how long do you think it's going to take to get, what's the time length on getting the new bids and all that? I mean, how long do we have to advertise?
Follow the procedures as we do always. I mean, it'll probably take, bid it out for, a few weeks or something like that, take numbers and bring it back before you, and then it'll take whatever time it takes the board to be convinced to make a vote. That could be that meeting. I've seen it take meeting after meeting after meeting, so that'll be at that time.
The only benefit to the others, they have given us a price that's below what was budgeted out for the project, which is good. They've done that on that, but in the interest of fairness, it probably does need to be bid out. Okay. Any more comments?
I'm not quite sure. I didn't hear exactly what went on, but I do want to let the commission know that, as Mr. Barwick said, we know what we're going to get with this contractor. They're a state-certified contractor. We've got an excellent price with it. And the reason that I came forward to the board and pressed for the approval of that money is on the premise of using this contractor, because they've already been state bidded out. And we will not have that mobilization fee. And I believe that in the best interest of saving money, again, this is saving the taxpayers' money, if we can piggyback off of what that contractor is doing on 19 South, then bring it over to Lloyd, I believe that we will get a quality product at an extremely good price. And as Mr. Barwick said, we bid out all of our stuff. And I would like nothing more than a local contractor to be able to receive that. But the price is excellent, and know what I'm going to get, and we're ready to move forward. And I move that we approve the state contract bid and move forward with this contractor.
Yeah, I think the consensus, Commissioner Barfield, the consensus of the board has been, since we've had some local interest in this, is to go ahead and bid this project out along with the federal one that's going to have to be bid out. And just in the just in the sense of fairness of this, so I think that's what we're going to do, is go ahead and move on through to bid it on out.
We're going to go ahead and bid that out.
Right.
Well, I hope we get a good price like we've had with this contractor.
I agree.
And I am not going to be happy if it gets out of control and have this crazy problem. The barn.
Might be good she's breaking up right now.
All right.
Well, that's what we'll do then. We'll bid this out. But
the other part of this item, before we move on, Commissioner, is, Mr. Chairman, the Gamble Street, there is state sidewalks that are being, that have been approved by DOT. Same thing that's happening out on 19, the same thing that's going to happen from the Lloyd Women's Club to Merritt Street or whatever stretch they can get there. There is a right-of-way issue that I need to, I have the documents, I need the board to authorize the chairman to sign the resolution and the documents for the DOT to work on that right-of-way. And I have them getting the resolution printed out so you can sign that. It's a small section of old road that was split up once Lloyd was done, in the street that went through it changed to Gamble in 59, and when the DOT took right-of-way, they actually split some of the old right-of-way streets that had, I want to say it had 50 feet of right-of-way, so 25 feet went to the property owner, 25 feet went to the state right-of-way, and all the paperwork over the years, because you talk about something that's 40 years ago, 50 years ago, this piece did not get signed off on the right way, and they're trying to backtrack it 40 or 50 years ago. And they need you to sign it to move forward to do that.
Okay. All right. Let's get it.
I'll sign it. Okay. Thank you very much. That's all I have. If we'll go directly, if you want to go directly into the coordinator, I have one item I need to do there.
Yes, sir.
We're completing the road paving program. We're very, very ecstatic about that in the road department. We have a portion of one project left, which is Rocky Branch. In surfacing Spring Hollow, which, let me remind everyone, was an added project out of the same money that had been appropriated years before. In doing that, the issue came up about Cooper's Pond, which is somewhat a little of all of ours, the cities, the counties, and whatnot. And the decision was made, talking with the commissioners, to add Cooper's Pond to the Spring Hollow project. And the city gave us their direction. They were looking in the future trying to repay us for that move, because a portion of it is the city, a portion of it, of all that project, is the county. I will tell you, in my mind, I'm glad you all did this, because in my mind, the majority of the people that live on Spring Hollow, they come out to Cooper's Pond, come out to 19. And just like we had the situation of Jefferson Arms, if we were to pave a section of road and then leave 3/10 of a mile of rough, bumpy, old asphalt for those citizens to travel over, yes, we've done better for them, but have we done what we appropriately should do? And at this point, with the city working with us and us working with the city, it seems we're doing what's appropriate for the citizens. We did it in the Jefferson Arms area, and we're doing it in the Cooper's Pond area, because, I mean, in my mind, it'd be pretty foolish to pave a road back to the left when the majority of the people go to the right, and that stays rough and bumpy and old. So,
okay.
Just want to announce that publicly so everybody will know
why is Spring Hollow, and they look up, well, Cooper's Pond was done, the choice was made to add them together, and the city and the county work together.
Okay, good. That project is completed.
And Mr. Wingate is not jumping back in the background with a hatchet, so I must have said everything close. Except Ms. Conley's
not. I appreciate it. It would work well with the city at this time, and it's good that we do. So that's fine. Is that all you have?
That's because we got two big in together.
Yeah.
Then we'll hit. I don't think either one of us will swing at anybody.
Is that the resolution?
Oh, Lord, we'll get it done now.
Wow.
Check it up.
All righty. Commissioner Hall, anything to bring up?
Yeah, I go out to Recreation Park quite a bit, and I talked to some of the folks who have been serving on our Recreation Committee there, and they're wondering, and I'm wondering too, on that other baseball / softball field that has been, you know, where they had all the dirt mounted up for quite a while now, it's leveled off there. What's the status on that particular field right now?
That field, when the season is done, they're working on getting irrigation in it. We're late. It was supposed to have been done in April to get irrigation. I will tell you, in my mind, from the athletic background I have, which some will say is good, some will say don't care, but that's fine. I feel if you're going to have an appropriate field for our kids to play on, we need to irrigate it. And Mr. Holm has an individual that's the profession they do with some of our local contractors. It's going to work with him to get it irrigated. They've just not been able to coordinate getting the ditch witch out there and dig the trenches. And really, it's the wiring for the automatic pumps to switch it on and off out there, because you'll have probably a dozen zones, as they call them. That's four or five sprinklers will pop up at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But a field will have, let's say, 25 sprinkler heads, and there'll be four or five zones, and that wiring will allow it to do it automatically. That's what he mainly needs that person's help with, and just every time they get ready to do it, it either rains or some other issues come up, and that's where we're waiting right now, is the irrigation. And as soon as you get water on it, it'll be grassed, and it'll be a very nice field. We'll put fences up and ready to do anything you want on.
Sure. On a good note, we've been getting some compliments on the road just east of all of the recreation park. What's that, Goldberg? That runs north and south?
Yes, yes,
sir. We've been getting some good comments on it. I was at the walking net, getting some extra adjusting. It looks pretty good.
Yes,
it looks really good.
Yes. Commissioner Walker?
I'm good.
Anything from the clerk's office?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bird?
Your staff has been working with the city on an interlocal agreement for the county to do the administrative part of the animal ordinance, and we'll be bringing you a draft of an interlocal agreement that will be accomplishing that. So we'll send that out to you ahead of time. And just want to let you know it's another effort on behalf of the county and the city to work together and combine their sources, and I think it will work out real good for both groups.
Okay. Got one question for you. The 1 acre bar pit off of Lake Road out there that has been in discussion, has anything been worked out on that or discussed on it?
Bill Tellis, I've asked him to do a report and recommendation to the board.
Okay.
I don't know where he is on that, but I'll follow through on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is Commissioner Barfield still hooked up, Nick?
I don't see the light, so I don't think so.
All right. Sheriff, anything? All righty. If there's nothing else, I hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Adjourn.
Thank you.